You know, let's start off, Lisa. You know, yesterday, interesting, President Donald Trump's payroll tax deferral kicked in, but a lot of companies are poised to pass on the benefit because they still have a lot of unanswered questions. To get some details about this, we welcome Allison Verspiel, Bloomberg Tax, senior IRS and Treasury reporter. Allison, I wonder for our listeners and really for me, could you explain, first of all, what this payroll tax deferral is and what it's intended to do?
Sure. So back in August, the president signed an executive order that would allow employers beginning yesterday, September 1, to pause collection of a tax they normally take from their employees' paychecks to fund Social Security. So this is a 6.2% tax. Basically, what you're doing is it's not a tax cut that's forgiven. You have to then collect double the amount in 2021. So as you mentioned, it's not been something that a lot of companies have been eager to take advantage of. And, you know, the advisors and the practitioners I talk to as well say, you know, this really may not be in the best interest of employees either, because you're basically getting a boost to your paycheck now, but you're going to see a significant cut to the paycheck in 2021.
Allison, Tom Keene's not here, but somebody has to rip up the script. So I'll do it. And I've been hearing a lot about higher taxes. President Trump saying that Joe Biden, should he be elected, will raise taxes, talking about Democratic states having to raise taxes. New Jersey talking about possibly taxing high-frequency stock trades. Governor Murphy coming out and talking about that earlier this week. Are we looking at higher taxes across the board, or can we continue to see tax cuts as we just borrow more money to fill the fiscal gap?
So I think, I mean, obviously the election plays a huge role in this, right? If we do get a Democratic president, I think what you could see are higher taxes, particularly on, you know, the wealthier Americans or larger corporations. You could see that corporate tax rate going back up, maybe the estate tax going back up. I think if you have, you know, a President Trump for a second term, everything that he's indicated is that he would like to see more tax cuts. So we would see potentially this payroll tax cut that he's actually been promising. He's also talked about reducing or cutting the tax on capital gains as well.
All right. So, Allison, as I think about this payroll tax cut, if I'm a large employer, large corporation, you know, I've got a big payroll system, I could probably work something out. But how about the mid-sized and small-sized companies who may not have, you know, that sophisticated of a payroll system? Are they just going to just throw their hands in the air and say, I'm just going to pass?
Well, I think that's a good point. So we even see, I mean, the large payroll software providers have said that they are not going to be able to implement this until potentially, you know, early September. So maybe a week after we actually see the payroll tax deferral go into effect. And that's primarily because the IRS waited until the very end last Friday, you know, last week, to actually put out guidance on this. So I think you can imagine if we're even seeing the large companies or the large payroll tax software provider or payroll software providers having issues with this, you can imagine that the smaller mid-sized companies are probably feeling it more than that.
Allison, from a policy perspective, are these payroll tax cuts really the predecessor to cuts in entitlements to Social Security, to other programs that this money goes toward?
So I think that's one of the big concerns. You know, I talked to a bunch of unions yesterday because, interestingly enough, the federal government has said that it's going to partake in the deferral. And the unions don't like this idea. And one of the reasons being that they think it's an attempt to defund Social Security. You know, and as I mentioned, this isn't a cut as of now. We need Congress to forgive it in order for it to be a cut. But, you know, they say if it is forgiven, where does the money come from to fund Social Security? The administration has tried to say, you know, they've tried to fight against that argument, saying that this is not going to hurt Social Security. They said if they pass legislation to forgive the payroll tax deferral, that they want to take money out of the general fund at Treasury to make the program whole again. You know, but as you can probably imagine, that's just moving money around. So I think that's a big concern for a lot of people.
So, Allison, this, just to a layperson like myself, this seems like a very chaotic, haphazard type of policy. Where did it come from, and what's it trying to really achieve?
So I think this was kind of came out of the, I think, frustration with the administration at not being able to get another pandemic relief bill across the finish line. Obviously, there were some disagreements between Democrats and Republicans. So the president said, well, I'll take this into my own hands and, you know, do this payroll tax deferral and maybe try to strong arm Congress into forgiving it down the road. I think, as we've seen, that this creates a lot of problems, especially having to pay it back. And I think, you know, the idea behind it was to offer some relief for individuals who may have, you know, been financially impacted by the pandemic. But obviously, if they have to pay this back later, you're going to see you're just moving that hurt to the beginning of 2021. So, you know, a tough policy, I think.
Allison Verspiel, Bloomberg Tax senior IRS and Treasury reporter, thank you so much. I got to say, there's never been a more interesting time to cover tax policy than the past few years. I got to say, it has gotten so hot